Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's podcast of the ages, all about law of attraction, personal growth, relationships, and much more. Hosted by Stefan Neff, CEO of Thank You Life 101. Be right back with the show right after this. Hello, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to this show. Happy New Year today. Happy New Year. The year has begun. That's the topic today. The year has begun. What does this 2019 mean to you now? You know that the bells have chimed. The clock has ticked. What does this new year feel, and what do you feel that's coming in your mind today about life and about your purpose, about your mission, about your goal setting that you've done today towards your 2019? Do you feel exhilarated? Do you feel grateful? I would love to hear from everyone that's listening to this podcast. What do you feel at this moment? For me, I'm so happy and grateful that I woke up this morning and I'm alive, for example. And I'm so happy and grateful for all the people in my life. I'm so happy and grateful that I'm doing this podcast. I'm so happy and grateful for my health, my success. What do you feel today? Because this is all about feelings when we're going towards this great year of 2019. And I'll be 50 years old this year. 55-0. It's just another day, just another birthday, right? I don't celebrate like it's a big deal because, and I used to celebrate and always wanted people to think, oh, it's my birthday, it's my birthday. Did you remember my birthday? Where's my presents? Well, not so harshly, but yeah, I did. Now it's not so much of a big deal. It's not because I'm getting older. It's because I've realized that it's not the most important thing in life to be accepted or noticed or looked upon as, oh, it's have to look care for him or anything like that. My point is when you're doing things in life that you enjoy doing without any kind of clapping of the hands, oh, good job, good job. It's basically what I'm talking about is living on your purpose, on your line, on your mission, on your goals within yourself. When you align yourself with this mission and this focus of being the best version of yourself every single day, every single moment, and not comparing yourself to anything else or any guidelines from outside influences. It means your parents, your neighbors, your friends, your families. And when you live within yourself and you guide yourself towards your life, means your purpose, you start living on an authentic life. You start to live on purpose, as they call. And you start owning who you were meant to be. And whatever success means to you may not mean, it means much different to another person that's standing right beside you. Their success is measured on whatever theirs is measured on. Yours is measured on whatever yours is. For example, mine is something different than yours. We all have this different way of thinking and we all have choices. We all have moments of clarity that we can move forward. Whatever you may be thinking today, it may be different than tomorrow. And whatever somebody else is thinking may be different than what you're thinking. So believe in who you are instead of who your neighbor is. That makes sense, because that means your life is yours, nobody else's. And when you react to something on somebody else's way of thinking. That means you're going into their influence. Means into their, they call it ring, fighting ring or whatever it may be, on their path. Create your own path. This is 2019. Create your own path. And owning it, and creating it, and building it. Because when you feel this moment of clarity, and you look up at the sky, and a smile goes on your face, what does it make you feel like? How does it make you feel? If you're looking up in the sky and you feel doom and gloom, means sadness, or if you look up in the sky and you feel happiness, this is the point where you have to look at yourself in the mirror. If you're feeling sad, then you have to ask yourself this question: why am I feeling sad? What is this feeling? It's overwhelming. And if it's happiness, ask yourself the same question: why am I happy? And then continue doing that. If it's real and authentic happiness towards yourself, then you know you may be on the right path. And if you're unhappy, sadness that's in your life, because we do need sadness and we do need anger, we do need this in our lives, but asking your questions, why? Because you can always create a different path of happiness. You can also, too, is dwell on the past and the pain and the anger and the fear that's in front of you. But always ask yourself that question. At the end of the day, end of the evening, before you go to sleep, ask yourself, how was my day today? And write it down in your journal. And I challenge people today, on this day, is to start writing down your journal in a journal. I believe that journaling is one of the most inspirational feelings you can do. So writing down exactly what you felt on this day, on New Year's, on this new year. And if you haven't written down all your goals and your aspirations, I highly recommend it on this day. I'm not forcing anybody to do it. It's something they don't want to do. It's your choice. I'm just telling you that it helps me make clear clarity within my life. Whatever's good for some may not be good for others. But if millions of people are doing it and they're making themselves happy, then there may be some practice that is working in this world. So I'm so happy and grateful for everybody on this new year, 2019. Yes, everybody, 2019. I'll be right back with a recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101, all about personal growth, how to create clear clarity within your life. One step forward, never one step backwards. Be right back with the host right after this. Hello and welcome back for the recap. On this day, 2019, yes, 2019. Step one, or number one, was writing in a journal. I highly recommend it. Writing in a journal, going out and buying a journal, or writing on a piece of paper, buy yourself a little book, whatever it may be. Number two, at the end of the day, on each day, is look in the mirror and look yourself in the eye and how was my day? How did it make me feel? And then writing it down. And if it's you felt fantastic, write down, I felt fantastic because of this. This is why. If you write down, I was not very happy today, I had this situation, then write it down and why. you felt like this. Writing down number three is so happy and grateful. What are you grateful for every single day? And look yourself in the mirror and look on that piece of paper. What am I grateful for? Grateful for my life. I woke up this morning, my family, my friends, my kids, whatever it may be. So I'm so happy and grateful for everybody listening to this podcast today. Remember, always live the life that you've always wanted, always desired, and dreamed of within your life. Everybody have a fantastic 2019. Bye-bye for now. And we're out.